Are we going to fill up one, both sides, and then another one?
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
In your house, did you speak English or did you speak Spanish?
We spoke both. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mom didn't understand much English, but my dad did. He went to school out here. But he used to make us laugh when he said the first 2 weeks of school. A teacher used to tell him, you know, history. And then he said, and the teacher had asked him, who discovered America? But he said he knew. And he said, well, I come to learn from you and you're asking me. He was always telling us that for us not to talk back to a teacher like that. Who discovered America?
So you knew English when you went to school?
Uh-huh. Yes.
What was school like for you?
Well, it wasn't anything like now. It was just farmhouses. Well, Garden Grove had a better looking school than the one in Talbert. They just had room enough for not very many kids, you know. But then later on they started building the big schools.
Did you like school?
I sure did, uh-huh, yeah. Sometimes we didn't go to school because it would be raining and we had to walk to school.
It sounds like there was a real mixture of different ethnic races.
Yes, uh-huh.
At school.
Uh-huh.
How did that work out?
It was good.
Was there ever problems?
We had very few black ones, you know, now there's so many. I remember one little boy and a little girl, they were the only ones in that area, that school.
How did everybody get along?
Real good.
Mm-hmm. Did your parents encourage you a lot as far as getting an education?
Yes, uh-huh. My dad used to tell us that if we didn't learn how to write and read and make the drainage tick and all that, we would just flunk on anything that we wanted to do in life, because we had to know how to read and all that.
So did you work hard in school?
Yes, I sure did. I graduated from the 8th grade and went to school, but from September to November, and then I didn't go anymore. It was too far, too much trouble to go to school, because our high school was in Huntington Beach, and we lived over there in Fountain Valley.
How did your father feel about you not continuing?
At that time, I was helping him anyway, so he didn't much care, I guess, after that.
Mm-hmm. Were you prepared at all by anyone for menstruation before it came?
No. They never told us a thing about it. We didn't know, and the one time that it happened to me, I was about 11 years old. I was going to be 11 in August, and it happened in the month before that, on the 4th of July. We were ready to go to the parade when it happened, and then everybody left but me. I said, I had to stay with Grandma, and I cried all day, because every time my grandma said, well, this is going to happen all the time, every month, oh, and she said that, I thought, my goodness, every month, Grandma, yes, every month. The only time that from now on is if you get married, you're going to have a baby. That's when she told us about it. And my other sisters didn't know anything either, except the two little ones. They knew when they started going to school, they were already beginning to teach them a little bit.
How did you feel when it happened to you?
I got scared. I cried all day, and I wanted to eat lemons to see if it would stop it. And Then I went and got in the dish of water, you know, where my dad irrigated. The water up to here, and then I could see the blood going down the water, in the water. Oh, I didn't know what to do. The war came to an end for me. I didn't know what to do. I thought it would stop, you know. Then it finally stopped 3 or 4 days later. Did you know anything about it when you came sick?
Yes.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Everybody
I saw a movie in school.
You did? Mm-hmm. Well, I think it was best that they would teach us.
So you won't be afraid.
Uh-huh. I was scared.
Were there things that, the thing you couldn't do after you started having periods, that you used to be able to do? Were there things they said, okay, now you can't?
Now you can be eating sour things like lemonades and stuff like that.
You can be, or
you cannot. You cannot, and you cannot be playing out there with the boys. And at that time, we didn't have any Kotex. Grandma used to make us some, like a Kotex, but made out of cotton, you know. And then we had to wash them, bleach them, and wash them, and use them again for the next time. But they used to make us a lot of them. But none. I wouldn't want to go back at that time at all.
Did you talk to your friends about it at all, or your younger, or your sisters, or your cousins?
No, my older sister didn't even know, because she didn't. I got sick 4 years before she did. They had to medicate her for the longest time before she would come around. Mm-hmm. I think she was 17 when it happened to her, but by that time she knew everything, you know.
You said that your father would only let you play with certain kids whose family he knew.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Tell me about that.
He used to say, where are you kids going? We're going to go over there to see Ellen. I said, no, not that one. You can see the other one in the other house, the Rodriguez, you know. So we used to go over there, and then he used to tell me, if they want to come over, they can come over, but not the other ones. My dad didn't like his dad, I guess, or mom. I don't know. They never explained nothing to us.
Was that true when you started dating, going out with boys as well?
The same, uh-huh. They had to know who he was, and oh, gosh.
Tell me about that.
My cousin Raymond, there came a family from Arizona, and my grandma said, there's a pretty little girl in the, why don't you write her a note or something? So Raymond didn't much know how to write, so he'd come over and he says, why don't you make me a note for that girl, and I'd give it to her. So I don't remember much what I wrote in the note, but anyhow, she started calling him his sweetheart, you know. And then Raymond said, well, is that the way people do when they become sweethearts? I don't think those kids ever knew about kissing each other or nothing. And they got married.
Really?
Yeah, she got married with Raymond.
And how old were they when they
19.
Started?
They were real well, compared to now, they were grown. Well, I was 16 myself. You know, Grandma one day, she says, Grandma was always in the picture. One day, we were all outside playing and jumping rope and all that, and Grandma said, you girls should be learning how to do your chores in the house, because you're old enough that maybe if you find a nice young man, you're going to get married. And then we said, Grandma, she started it all. See? Then we said, when did you get married? Oh, well, you were 14 already. I got married by the time I was 14. I had two kids. I had your dad, my dad, and I had your uncle. Those were the first two boys. And we thought, well, if Grandma got married at 14, well, I'm going to get married at 16. So then 2 years later, I got married at 16. And then all the other girls did too.
Tell me what it was like to go out as you became a teenager. What kind?
We never had any teenage going out or nothing. We never did. They kept a close watch. I think it was for the best, don't you think so?
What kinds of things would you do?
We would just go to the show and then we'd come home and that's all. And that was not every day, it was about every week or sometimes every 2 weeks.
Were you allowed to go alone?
No. Somebody had to go with us. My aunt, we had an old maid, that was my aunt. She chaperoned us all the time. I used to get so mad at her.
Where did she live?
She lived with grandma.
Tell me about how you met the man that you married.
When I started going out with him, somebody from Oxnard, he was from Lompoc, somebody from Oxnard came over and he said, don't get involved with that guy, he's too lazy. He don't work, he don't like to work, he never helped anything around the house or nothing. What's he going to do if he gets married? Well, I didn't much care about them saying that, so I did when I hadn't married him. We got married in November that year.
How did you meet him?
I met him at the beach, out there in Huntington Beach. We went to the parade and he was out there. I remember we were at the pier. Mm-hmm.
And how old were you?
15. We were all out. We were at the beach.
What was his name?
James.
And his last name?
Grajeda. But then I married him and then I started getting my kids and he was too lazy and I had to get out and work. So I finally had to come home to my mom and my dad said it was the best that I did because all he was doing was giving me more kids. I already had five, four. Well, the oldest one passed away.
What was he like? What was his family? What did his family do?
I didn't know much of his family. I believe they lived in Texas, in El Paso.
How did your parents feel about you deciding to marry him?
My dad got real mad because he said that he wasn't going to be able to support me and I had to come back. And so when I did, he said, see, that's what I told you. And then you're not alone, you got the kids. But he's not coming in this house no more.
Was that hard for you to actually?
No, because I was mad all the time because I would find him a job. Just imagine me finding him a job and then he would work 2 or 3 days he would come and say, well, they fire me. And I said, how come they fire you? How come they don't fire me? Because I do what they tell me. I bet you don't. So this one time, Nietzsche, the Japanese, we grew up together. He had already started farming himself, and he said, "I'm gonna hire James tomorrow, so he can go with me to the market and deliver all the products, you know, the crop and all that. We used to take celery and all kinds of vegetables to the market to Los Angeles, all the way up here." And then the next day he come over and said, you know what, I don't know, I don't want him around me. He had everybody in the group that I hired talking about the war and talking about nonsense, and he never let them do the job. So I'm going to fire him. So he did. And I thought, well, everybody fires him because he didn't want to work. He was so lazy, you know. So then I went ahead and I told my dad, I said, well, I'm going to come home and get my job by myself for good and forget about him. So that's what we did.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what your wedding was like.
We got married at the mission in the mission Los Angeles, the one that out there by Grand. Is it Grand? I think this was Mission Los Angeles, the old one there, that's there. You know which one I'm talking mm-hmm. about? Yeah, we got married in that one, in that church.
Had you gone out with very many boys before?
No, just one more, and it was his. He was the second one. I wish I had married the first one. Later on, I met him at a dance, and he had his wife, but he was pretty well-to-do. He was a good working guy. But it didn't happen to me.
I'd like to go back a minute and ask you if you celebrated, if your family celebrated Mexican holidays.
Mm-hmm. No.
Or if you, did you celebrate American holidays?
American holidays, yeah.
What would Christmas be like in your family?
Well, we didn't have tree for Christmas. You know, at the time when I was growing up, we never did. We didn't have nothing like that. You know, like we didn't have any electricity. We didn't have no lights, red lights and all that for that tree.
What would you do?
Well, my mom used to make us dresses, new dresses, and we used to buy candy and make us cakes and stuff. You know, just a regular meal, I guess.
What were other kinds of special days that your family had? Do you remember?
Thanksgiving and 4th of July, and we were always looking forward to Washington's birthday because we didn't have to go to school. That was our idea.
I didn't ask you how the decisions were made in your parents'
family. My dad was the one that decided for everybody. And Grandpa used to decide for my dad. If he said no, nobody had to move.
The women didn't have any voice in what?
No, nothing. Huh?
Were there problems around that?
No.
When you got married, what did you think it was going to be like?
Well, I didn't know. I was just getting married, but I didn't know nothing about marriage or anything.
Did you have to make a lot of preparations to get married?
No. Uh-uh.
Like make clothes or anything like that?
Uh-oh. Excuse me, I'm getting tired.
When you got married, did you think that you would work?
I gave it a thought. I remember we went to Santa Barbara. After the wedding, we went to Santa Barbara to his aunt. She lived over there. And then later on, I lived with her about 6 months.
The two of you did?
Yeah, we did live with my aunt. And her husband told me, he said, I'm going to find him a job, and he found him a job with him at the packing house in Ventura. But then he come over and he said, I'm going to give him a lecture. And I said, why?
A
lecture. I said, why? He says, he's making me fall behind because I told the boss to hire him that he was a good worker and he's not doing a damn thing. See, everybody around knew that he was lazy. So then I wrote to my mom. I said, my uncle don't want us to stay here any longer because they fired James and he's not working. So I'm going to go ahead and come back home. I did come back home. They went and got us from over there. I don't even remember how we got here on the bus, Santa Ana.
So then you and your husband lived with your family?
With my mom, huh? My mom had the big house and we lived with her.
What was being pregnant like for you?
I was scared. I didn't eat anything. Because some girl told me that if I ate too much food, the baby was going to get too big and I was going to die having the baby. So I got that little baby 4 pounds. She weighed 4 pounds and from then on, well, she was never healthy. That's the one that passed away. She passed away when she was 4. She was always sick, you know. So then the next time I was pregnant, I ate everything that got in my way and that girl was real healthy and all the rest on the, were okay.
How soon did you start working when you had your children?
After about 40 days.
Did you immediately go to work after you got married?
Yes, uh-huh.
So you were working when you had each one of your babies?
Yeah, I sure did. Each one of them, and then the last one that came 7 years, no, almost 7 years after the last one, which was Joe, he was born in 45. I was already working in Douglas. But the other one, I wasn't working in Douglas, I was working at the Blue Goose packing house in Anaheim, and going to school to learn my blueprints and stuff so I could go get a job at Douglas. That's when the third one was born.
What did you always work at the packing house?
No, we had, it was seasonal. Either there or Rosecrans packing walnuts. You know these boxes of dry fruit that the Mission Bell or Mission, is it
Mission Pack?
Mission Pack. I can remember that. We used to work on that too.
So was that the first job that you got after you were married?
The very first one. Yeah, I was packing working for Gerber's, making baby food there in Santa Ana. So Case and Swain. Whenever they had seasonal jobs, you know, like packing peaches and all that, that would come from up north, they always did call us. They used to call to Mrs. McIntosh. There was the only lady around there that had a big farm, and she had a phone and everything. She had a lot of business. They used to call us, and she used to send some of the kids to tell us we could go to work.
What did you do in the off season when there wasn't packing house work?
Well, they always had something going. We used to work on the field or whatever.
Were you able to spend much time with your babies as they came
Only
along?
At night, you know. My mother used to take care of them.
She took care of them and your grandma?
Yeah, my mom. Mm-hmm.
So, what year was it then when you got your divorce?
In 40, forty-one.
Okay. Uh-huh. Then did your ex-husband have much contact with the children?
No.
After that?
He never knew the kids growing up. He never supported them for anything at all. He went away, and I don't know where he lived. Now that he's old, he has got in touch with them, and they have gone visit with him. He lives in Las Vegas now, but he's married to a younger woman. He's been married about 4 times. You know, they leave him because he was lazy. He get married again.
Had he spent much time with the children when they were babies?
No.
When you were living together?
He never did.
What did he do with his time?
bum around with his friends and all that. Are we going to put all this in the book?
We can take out what you don't want in.
Oh.
When did you start? You said you were, when you were working at the packing house, that you were going to school to read blueprints. What made you decide to do that?
Because I wanted to learn mechanical work. And they had... let's see. They had a place there in Santa Ana where the, if you were out of a job, you would go to find a job, and they would tell you which kind of a job you would be more suited for. And then this man, he told me, he said, would you like to go to school in Long Beach while you're working on days, and then you can go over there at 6 o'clock to 10 and for 500 hours, and then after you graduate from that, you can go to work at Douglas. That way you won't be changing jobs all the time. That's what I did. See, my cousin, he was interested in becoming a mechanic too. And he told me, he said, I'll drive my car and we both go to school. But when we go to work at Douglas, then you take me to work, because I can be taking this car all the time, you know. So then I said, okay, we'll do that. So then I went to school for the 500 hours, and I passed, and they hired me, and they sent me to Douglas. And him, he passed too. He graduated, but the Navy got him. Oh, he was so mad. He said, if I would have known, if I would have known that the one to benefit from it was you, not me, I wouldn't have come. I wouldn't have come to school. We used to drive from Fountain Valley to Long Beach. I can remember it was a vocational school.
Was it a school that Douglas had set up?
Set up, They taught us how to do all kinds of jobs, riveting and the welding. Spot welding and stuff like that. And how to trim the material and the alloys, and how to tell the different kinds of bolts and nuts, and how to find the thickness of material. They teach us everything that we needed, which was good because they taught us on the job.
Where was it located?
It was in Long Beach. I don't remember.
Was it at the plant or away from the plant?
It was on Anaheim Street somewhere up there. No, it wasn't in the plant. When we came to the plant, we were going to get hired. We had to go to work.
And during this time, after you and your husband separated, what kinds of social things would you do?
I didn't have time for none because I was working all the time, and they put me on swing, and so then daytime I would sleep and come to work at 3.
What about before you went to work at Douglas?
Well, I didn't do much either because I didn't even have a car then.
And you had four babies?
Five, but one passed away. At that time, I had 3 when I started to work at Douglas, and then the other one was born in 45.